Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Daniel Todd. He's the CEO at Influence Mobile. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kelsey. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat today.
Yeah, excited to have you. So, Daniel, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I recently just moved to Sedona with my wife. We've been married 31 years. We have two adult children. My son is a firefighter here nearby in Flagstaff. I've been running Influence Mobile for 11 years, but really been in the technology space since the late 90s. And I love what I do.
Yeah. So talk to me more kind of about Influence Mobile.
So I started the company with the idea to, the original name was Affinity Influencing System. So I wanted to use things that people like to influence their future commerce decisions. So really very broad mandate. So we actually launched, the first product was desktop only with celebrities, and people could shop with Shay Mitchell or Jillian Michaels or Ashley Tisdale or all of these people who had millions of followers back in the early days of Facebook. They'd install this toolbar when they shopped. They'd see their little favorite person's face next to our partners. When they clicked on those buttons, we made money. We shared that back with the celebrity, and the celebrity gave people points, and they could use those points to meet their celebrity or get fancy stuff from them. And that company was doing pretty well until this little company called Facebook decided to go all mobile on me, right? And we actually had a partnership at the time with Lindsay Lohan. She did a post, and like 9,000 people in 5 minutes came on their mobile phone and were like, this is probably a trend we want to get out in front of, right? So this was back initially in 2012. Mm-hmm. So as that continued to compound, we're like, well, we should build a mobile app. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we built a shopping mobile app, and it sucked. No one remembered to go into the shopping app. Unlike the toolbar that was built into the kind of browser experience and was constantly top of mind, people just wouldn't remember. And so the amount of money we made per post started to go down. And so thankfully we ran across Facebook was having a partnership meeting in Seattle where I lived at the time. And they said, hey, we want to let you run our ads in your app. So I went back to all the celebrities. I'm like, hey, great. I got a new way to make money. We're going to run ads. And they all hated it. They're very sensitive to their own brand. And so like, who's doing it first? And I'm like, well, you are. Good news. Not a single one of them would go first. So
no.
Just to kind of prove the concept, we built an app targeting Seattle Seahawks fans. At the time, Russell Wilson had just become a player for the Seattle Seahawks. And despite it being football, there was actually a lot of female football fans that I knew. And that's been our kind of core demo. Mm-hmm. So we launched this app. And within about 6 weeks, it was making more money than all the celebrity apps. This was the beginning of 2015. So we went on and started launching a series of sports-related apps, kind of moving away from the celebrities. And we would market them themselves. We license all the content from the NFL and all these types of things. And then people would download these apps and they would try something new. They'd get points. They'd get a jersey or a hat or shoes or socks. Everybody was happy, except I was a little unhappy because I'm like, we don't really know what they're doing, right? We knew they're trying something new. They're seeing some ads. Facebook was happy. They're taking us to dinner. Everybody's making money. But I wanted to start understanding what they were doing and rewarding them for the long-term usage. And so we started building a product called Engage. Engage is where we make all of our money, and it's what we have eventually turned into. Facebook's partnership eventually faded away with much more drama than I'll go into. But we built this product called Engage that works with primarily app developers and rewards people for discovering and using these games long term.
Interesting. So it sounds like you've had a bit of a journey kind of getting to where Influence Mobile is now.
For sure. You know, this will be our 11th year, and I'd say 8 of the 11 years were definitely more traumatic than they were positive, right? Like we've been having positive growth, but in 2018, we were near bankrupt. Like we'd shifted to the new model, but we lost all of the Facebook revenue. We had to cut from a lot of people to a little bit of people. And there was a lot of people like, hey, you gave it a good shot. You should just pack up and go home. But I saw what we were doing was really working. We had an early partnership with a major games player who was very happy with what we're doing. And ultimately what we do is we find and keep their highest value players. So in mobile games, and this surprises a lot of people, females spend more money than males by actually a substantial margin. Hmm. So this is why Candy Crush and all these companies are billion-dollar companies. It's typically 1 to 5% of people, though, that spend all this money. So millions and millions of people play, but, you know, a small number of millions or even hundreds of thousands of people are the ones who spend all the money. Mm-hmm. So what we have effectively created is, like, think about like a shopping rewards program for people that spend money in games. And so we give these people roughly 10 to 20% cash back. And a lot of them spend, I mean, we have people who spend, and I'm dead serious here, $40,000 a year in these games playing for points. Now, that
40,000?
Four, 40,000 with five zeros at four with five zeros after it. Now, that's a very, very small number of people, but it is not uncommon for the average spender to spend anywhere from $50 to $100 a week in these games, right? That's pretty common. So that would make them spending, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 a year. And if they find those games within our network, we're giving them back 10 to 20% of that. So $300 to $500 a year in rewards on top of that. Plus, you know, we do other special things for them. So what happens is we bring in millions of users, primarily by targeting people that are playing games. And we say, hey, you love to play games, find those games within our network and you'll get rewards. Mm-hmm. People come in and everybody can earn rewards. You can earn, you know, $20 or $30 a month in rewards, even if you don't spend money. But the people that spend money earn a lot more. Mm-hmm. They then disproportionately stick around longer. So then what happens is the concentration of our retained audience is very thick. So instead of 1 to 5% of, you know, many new sources sending people spenders, 30, you know, over time, 30 to 40% of our audience are people who spend money consistently, which means every new game developer or app developer makes more money with our audience. And we're routinely recognized as the top one or two in the world for what we do in terms of finding and keeping those spenders.
Wow. And in regards to kind of finding and keeping them, like you said, what are some other ways that, you know, Influence Mobile is able to differentiate itself from its competition?
So I mean, our competition broadly is everybody in the market of sending apps to customers, right? Mm-hmm. And so that includes the biggest companies in the world, Apple, Facebook, Google. Mm-hmm. So the biggest differentiator across from everything is the rewards ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most people, if you find an app from Facebook or, you know, something from Google, you're just playing the game, you don't get any rewards. So you could see why if you're spending, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 a year or $40,000 a year, right, where you could get literally $5,000 to $8,000 back in rewards, you'd want to find that from us. There are other rewards companies as well, but they tend to focus more on time. So they're rewarding people to spend time. And we think there's a fundamental flaw. It's good. It's actually better than most things, better than nothing. But when you reward people for time, what happens is people who don't spend money get the same amount of rewards as people who do spend money. And we don't think that's fair. So if an 18-year-old guy is playing games for 10 hours and spending no money, and a 45-year-old female is playing a game for 10 hours and spending thousands of dollars, in our model, they earn a lot more. So we will disproportionately be more attractive to the female spenders and less attractive to the 18-year-old who might make more using a different rewards app, which we're totally fine with. I mean, we were happy to have them use our app, but that's not our focus.
Right, right. What would you say one of the biggest challenges that your partners have, either, you know, your partners or your clients have before they start working with Influence Mobile?
So they all have, you know, tens of millions and millions of dollars to spend profitably. Yeah. And in the gaming world, as we talked about, only a few amount of people spend money. Mm-hmm. And they spend that money over a very long window of time. Mm-hmm. Which means these games companies are putting significant sums of money at risk without knowing if these channels are going to bear fruit. And so in the early days of mobile advertising, there were all kinds of fraudulent publishers and people who were happy to take tens of millions of dollars from these companies, whether it was sending them to Chinese botnets or just people who really weren't, you know, caring. And so there's a lot of scrutiny from the, you know, the biggest companies to spend that money profitably. So in the early days, we didn't have any differentiation. So they were, you know, we had to start small. But now that we're recognized, like, for what we do, people can confidently spend that money. And that's all they're trying to do. They have a certain amount of money. They don't want to spend it all with us. They don't want to spend mm-hmm. it all with Google. They don't want to spend it all with Facebook. They want to diversify it. They want to make sure that they're getting their money back in a reasonable manner. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we just become one of, you know, a select number of top partners that they'll spend mm-hmm. it with and reduce the risk that 6 months yeah. later they go out of business because they spent all their money with the wrong people.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of talking about those partners and then also the demographics of, you know, the people that are playing these games, talk to me about trends that you see and who is engaging with Influence Mobile.
Sure. Well, I think one of the largest shocks that most people have is just that is that females are the ones who spend money and just how much money they're spending. Right. Mm-hmm. And so early on when we started focusing on this audience, I had a number of investors and people that are like, you're doing games and you're targeting women. Are you crazy? Or they just didn't understand why we focus so much on spending. Right. And so just to give you a sense of the magnitude of spending in games compared to everything else, people spend more money in games than they do on all live sports, all concerts, all movies combined and nearly doubled.
What?
That's how much money is being spent in games.
Oh my gosh.
So when you think about how much money drives Hollywood, that is a pittance. Like that's, I can't remember the exact numbers, but there's over $100 billion being spent inside of games these days. And like all the money spent on these other categories is like 40 or 50 billion.
Oh my gosh.
It's no chump change. So it's just crazy. And then the icing on the cake there again is remember, all that money is being spent by a fraction of the people in some gaming categories. So there's, you know, the different kind of categories of games, but in some categories, fewer than 1% of the people spend in casual games, which is the category we go after. So people that are playing match three games, tile games, word games, games that you can kind of pick up and play for 10 minutes and sit down and, you know, play later. That's the majority of our clients. So that is the group that targets females. Females over the age of 35 tend to have more money than females under the age of 35, which is why they target that group. If you are on a fancier phone, you tend to have more money than somebody on a more basic phone. So there's all kinds of different kind of signals that they're looking for. And so we work with them to slice and dice everything. And it's not that they don't want, a 22-year-old guy who loves to play games. If he spends money and plays games, they want him just to like. But, you know, it's all about trying to find people that fit the niche of the games that they're looking for. And then they invest as much as they can and then keep those people around for years and years. So,
yeah. That's really fascinating. And, you know, I always like to ask about common misconceptions kind of in the industry and in the space. You gave me two phenomenal statistics that I was absolutely floored by, and you're full of statistics. Is there any other kind of other misconceptions or anything like that in the area?
I think those are the big ones, right? I mean, there was a time where there was a concept in the early days of the app stores called incentivized installs. And so people would use that to game the Apple ranking system. Because if you could get number one in the Apple ranking store, number one rank, it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So people orchestrated with the knowledge of app developers, these incentivized installs where you get points for just installing, but there was no concept of long-term engagement. Okay. And so a huge misconception that was a major pain for us and still limits our ability to operate in the Apple store is that people think that that is the only thing that happens when you reward people, right? But just like shopping rewards programs and airline miles programs and all these different things, what we strive to do is break away from this concept that all we're doing is getting people to install. And as we talked about, a vast majority of the points we give away to people, over 80% are tied to the actual spending. So it really aligns the interests of the app developers and everybody else and moves away from this kind of like coupon cutter kind of concept where we're just bringing people who just want to earn an extra dollar or two. So,
yeah. Wow. That's really interesting. So Daniel, if someone wanted to start, you know, working with as a partner with you or, you know, is interested in, you know, gaining rewards with Influence Mobile, how would they go about, you know, where would they start?
So we actually bought our largest ad partner or sales team partner, a company called Blind Ferret Media out of Montreal, Canada. So many people might have actually already been working with us through this company called Unfair Media. We're almost 2 years in, and we're moving towards having a unified brand under Influence Mobile. But so people can find us, on, you know, either on Blindfair's website, blindfair.com, or influencemobile.com.
Yeah.
We have a LinkedIn page. Our salespeople, we work with almost all the top game developers in the world, but we are also trying, and everything I focused on is games, but we give people points for answering surveys. We have a partnership with Paramount Plus where people can sign up for Paramount Plus and try it. So we're really just trying to find everything that our target audience will do and want to do within our network to earn more points. And so we're going to continue to expand and kind of into the largest rewarded ecosystem in the world, but they can find us at any of those websites.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Daniel, if you wanted to leave our listeners with one piece of information, either about Influence Mobile, you know, about the space, what would you want to leave our listeners with?
I mean, I would say the biggest thing that I've learned and the thing that I would encourage anybody in the marketing world is to test, right? So like there are a lot of people who still have misperceptions about the space from 5, 6, 7 years ago, where they were burned because they did some rewarded ecosystem thing from some disreputable company. Is whether it's us or it's one of our companies in the same similar rewarded space, I would encourage people to test. The yields are ridiculously high, and you know, testing a small amount is not going to hurt you. Just get over your preconceived notions and trying to figure things out. And I have to remind myself of doing that, because I've done plenty of things in the past that have failed, only to discover that people have improved those models and now they work.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, this has been a really great and insightful conversation. I know I learned a lot about rewarded ecosystems. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on Business Ninjas today.
Thank you, Kelsey.
All right. Take care.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.